Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, April 29th. Today on Forbes, meet the fintech billionaire making a fortune rewarding home renters. A few months after Tyler and Brian Allbritton moved from Brooklyn, New York to Atlanta last year, they got an email inviting them to pay their $3,400 rent through Bilt Rewards and accumulate membership points for doing so. While neither had heard of it, they saw little downside. The couple are now saving those Bilt points for a trip, likely a Caribbean beach vacation. They can also get more points and other benefits by patronizing nearby merchants that are part of the Bilt Alliance. That's one reason Tyler Allbritton makes sure to visit Bilt partner SoulCycle, especially on the one day a month when one random Bilt member wins a free month's rent. She says, quote, "It's really nice to be rewarded for paying rent." Bilt Rewards is the brainchild of serial entrepreneur Ankur Jain, who founded it in 2019. At the time, he was chairman of Rhino, a fintech startup that offers low-cost insurance policies in exchange for paying a renter's security deposit. But he was looking for bigger opportunities. A friend with experience in the hospitality industry mentioned how much hotels and airlines actually make from their rewards programs. Jain's idea was to bring that to the rental industry. After all, it's a huge opportunity. 44 million U.S. households pay rent, often their highest expenditure each month. But what if they could earn the equivalent of frequent flyer miles or American Express points? His creation has caught on with renters, property owners, and rewards partners. While he won't disclose how many people are using its app, Bilt says it has signed up property owners with a total of 4 million rentals, apartments and single-family homes, in thousands of U.S. cities, plus more than a dozen airlines, several large hotel chains, gyms, and restaurants. And it has turned him into a new billionaire. In January, Bilt Rewards raised $200 million from venture capital investors, who valued the company at $3.1 billion. With his 36% stake in Bilt plus other investments, the 34-year-old CEO is worth an estimated $1.2 billion. That $3.1 billion is a fat valuation for a rather young company. Bilt launched its service in 2021. But Jain sees lots of room to grow, having signed up less than 10% of the nation's rentals so far, and with plenty of other potential partners to pursue. Jain says, quote, "We're still very much in the early innings. We'll be doubling or tripling our network scale this year." Jain's plan appears to benefit everyone involved. It processes tenants' rent payments, charging the landlord the same price as any payment processor. It then directs its members to use credit cards linked to the Bilt app at local businesses like gyms and restaurants, in return for Bilt getting a sliver of the revenue those members bring in. Jain's company then passes on a portion of that money to the property owners, though he won't say how much. Bilt also partners with MasterCard and Wells Fargo, which issue a no-annual-fee Bilt credit card and return a tiny bit of the fee for every transaction made back to Bilt. Every customer gets 250 points each month, but those who use the Bilt card get a point for every dollar spent on rent, up to 100,000 points a year. All of this adds up. Jain says that revenue for the Manhattan-based company should come in north of $200 million this year, but he won't say what the company brought in last year. Despite its strong start, not everyone is happy with the fintech. Dozens of disgruntled Bilt customers have taken to Reddit to air their complaints. Last year, it was mainly about long waits for not very helpful customer service. Earlier this month, they were upset about an email sent in error, telling some members their accounts were being shut down. Jain says the company has ramped up its customer service, and Bilt gave 250 points to the people who received the erroneous email. The extremely well-connected Jain has some high-powered believers backing him up, including NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who sits on the board of the now 140-employee startup. Goodell was also the one who introduced Jain to former American Express CEO Ken Chenault, who is now chairman and managing director of venture capital firm General Catalyst. Chenault became chairman of Bilt's board in January, and General Catalyst led the $200 million fundraising round that month. Chenault knows a lot about rewards, having led American Express to introduce its membership rewards program in 1991. For full coverage, check out Carrie A. Dolan's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.